We're in excerpt number 27 from Baal HaSulam, Shamari 16. What is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? It is written, "Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord, wherefore would ye have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light." The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are awaiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be as strong as if they see with their eyes with certainty that it is so, meaning that the Creator guides the world in benevolence. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as good who does good, because seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the created beings is as good who does good. And while they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, "We want to see the benevolence as seeing within reason." Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask the Creator to impart them with such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. It means that there will not be a difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, meaning those who want to cleave to the Creator, refer to as the day of the Lord. In other words, if they feel it as knowledge, then the light of God, called the upper abundance, will go to the vessels of reception, called vessels of separation. And they do not want this, since, again, it will go to the vessels of reception, called separated vessels, and they do not want this, since it would go to the will to receive, which is the opposite of Kedusha, sanctity, which is against the will to receive for self-satisfaction. Instead, they want to be adhered to the Creator.
That we receive the light, it's the light. Excerpt 28, Baal HaSulam, Shamati 96, what is waste of barn and winery in the work? The purpose of the work is in the literal and the natural, since in this work he no longer has room to fall lower, since he is already placed on the ground. This is so because he does not need greatness, because for him it is always like a new thing. This means that he always works as though he had just begun working now, and he works in the form of acceptance of the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. The basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner, and all of it was above reason. Only one who is real fool can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish one's faith, literally with no support. Additionally, he accepts this work with great joy, as though he had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith, and to that exact measure of above reason, to that very measure, as though he had reason. Hence, if he persists in this path, he can never fall. Rather, he can always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king. This is the meaning of the verse, "The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at dusk, according to the meal offering of the morning and according to the drink offering thereof. This means that this gladness that he had while he was sacrificing his sacrifice, when it was morning for him, as morning is called light, meaning that the light of the Torah was shining for him in utter clarity, in that same gladness he was making his sacrifice, meaning his work, even though for him it was like evening. This means that even though he did not have any clarity in the Torah and the work, he still did everything gladly, since he worked above reason. Hence, he could not measure from which state the Creator derives more contentment.
Witness between my present state.
Excerpt 29, Abash, Volume 1, Article 12. Jacob dwelt in the land where his father had lived. One must believe that the Creator has created the world with benevolence, and the evil within one's body removes him from all the good. That is, when he comes to learn Torah, he finds it utterly tasteless. And also, when he comes to perform some commandment, he finds it utterly tasteless, because the evil inclination in his body has the power to not let him believe in the Creator above reason by taking out every flavor. Whenever he begins to approach something spiritual, he feels that everything is dry, without any moisture of life. When the person began his work, he was told, and he believed that he was told, that the Torah is a Torah of life, as it is written, "For they are your life and the length of your days." And as it is written, "More desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb." But when one considers this and sees that the evil inclination is to blame for everything, and strongly feels the bad that it is causing him, then he feels on himself what is written, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." That is, that verse was said about him. At that time, he looks at what the verse says afterwards, which is, "But the Lord delivers him out of all of them." At that time, he begins to cry out to the Creator to help him, because he had already done everything that he could think of doing, but nothing helped. And he thinks that everything that you find within your power to do, that you shall do, was said about him. At that time comes the time of salvation, the salvation of the Creator delivering him from the evil inclination, to the extent that from this day forth the evil inclination will surrender before him and will not be able to incite him into any transgression.
Favor. Next.
Excerpt 30, Abash Volume 2. What is the difference between the Gate of Tears and the rest of the gates? A person must pray first in order to know what he really needs. Then he is notified from above that he does not need luxuries, but as the Zohar says about the verse, or make his sin known to him. The Creator makes him know the sin. At that time he knows on what he needs to repent, meaning to restore what he is lacking. It follows that when a person knows that he is wicked, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead, when he has come to realize that the fact that he is placed under the control of the will to receive separates him from the life of lives, he knocks about this and wants to repent. Which is to say that he wants to be given help from above so he can emerge from self-love and be able to love the Creator with all his heart. Thus, he feels that he is wicked, since where he should love the Creator, he loves himself. it follows that his knocks, we understand that he does whatever he can to make the Creator bring him closer and take him out of the control of his own evil. And this is called real tears. This is the meaning of what we explained, open a gate for us when the gate is locked. That is, since he sees that all the gates are closed, he begins to knock. It follows that at the time of the locking of the gate, when he has already prayed and was notified the reason for the sin, he begins to shed real tears, meaning that at that time he simply wants to be a Jew. At that time, his knocks are regarded as tears. And this is the meaning of who opens a gate to those who knock in repentance.